invite you to turn with me to Romans chapter 14. Romans chapter 14. On judging one another, I think our church has been very encouraging to me on this. As we do a confessional, I suppose all of us are guilty of this to some degree, but I've been so encouraged by, in the last 3 years, at the humility of y'all to be very accepting of someone that doesn't feel exactly like you do on kind of the non-essentials. I think something that we want to do always is be pretty dogmatic about things that are essential, but also very gracious on things that are not. And that's what this passage is about. It's also something we're talking about this Tuesday in our Romans study. It's been pretty impacting, and John Stott, in his commentary, helped to come up with 6 ways that we can walk in love, and I want to go through them as we read this. As for chapter 14, verse 1 in Romans, as for the one who is weak in faith, welcome him not to quarrel over opinions. First thing, why not? Why walk in love? Why not quarrel over opinions? Because God welcomes him. Look at verse 2 and 3. One person believes he may eat anything while the weak person eats only vegetables. Let not the one who eats despise the one who abstains, and let not the one who abstains pass judgment on the one who eats. For God has welcomed him. Stott pointed out to say this takes the golden rule one step further. Don't do unto others as you want them to do. Do as unto others as God's doing to them. And God welcomes them. Number 2, we see that Christ has died to be their Lord. Look at verse 3, verse 4 all the way through verse 9. Who are you to pass judgment on the servant of another? Is it before his own master that he stands or fall? And he will be upheld, for the Lord is able to make him stand. One person esteems one day as better than the other, while another esteems all days alike. Each one should be fully convinced in his own mind. The one who observes the day observes it in honor of the Lord. The one who eats, eats in honor of the Lord, since he gives thanks to the Lord, while the one who abstains, abstains in honor of the Lord and gives thanks to the Lord. For none of us lives to himself, and none of us dies to himself. For if we live, we live to the Lord. If we die, we die to the Lord. So then, whether we live or whether we die, we are the Lord's. For to this end, Christ died and lived again, that he might be Lord both of the dead and of the living. Thirdly, starting in verse 10 all the way to verse 13, we will all be judged. God is the one that judges. We're the ones that are judged, all of us. Why do you pass judgment on your brother? Or you, why do you despise your brother? For we will all stand before the judgment seat of God. For it is written, as I live, says the Lord, every knee shall bow to me, every tongue shall confess to God. So then, each of us will give an account of himself to God. Therefore, let us not pass judgment on one another any longer, but rather decide never to put a stumbling block or a hindrance in the way of a brother. And so that's the third reason God welcomes people. We should welcome folks that maybe are weak in the faith, in that Christ has died for them, because they are our brothers and sisters in Christ. And then we will all be judged, number 4. And then number 5, for 14 to 16, and this goes with what we've already seen, but now he's saying, how do we treat them then? Not only do we welcome them, but we, there should be a real treatment of love in 14 to 16, because Christ died for them once again, and because they're our brother. I know and I am persuaded in the Lord Jesus that nothing is unclean in itself, but it is unclean for anyone who thinks it's unclean. For if your brother is grieved by what you eat, you are no longer walking in love. By what you eat, do not destroy the one for whom Christ died. Do not let what you regard to be as good to be spoken of as evil. And then finally, we should see that the work of God, the kingdom of God in verse 17, is more important than any of the non-essentials, if we call it that. Verse 17. For the kingdom of God is not a matter of eating and drinking, but of righteousness and of peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. Whoever thus serves Christ is acceptable to God and approved by men. So then, let us pursue what makes for peace and mutual upbuilding. Do not, for the sake of food, destroy the work of God. Everything is indeed clean, but it is wrong for anyone to make another stumble by what he eats. It is not good to eat meat or drink wine or do anything that causes your brother to stumble. The faith that you have, keep between yourself and God. Blessed is the one who has no reason to pass judgment on himself for what he approves. But whoever has doubts is condemned if he eats, because the eating is not from faith. For whatever does not proceed from faith is sin. So do a little inventory on your own heart and see if there is a temptation to be judgmental of anybody. Maybe somebody that isn't thinking exactly like you are on some of the non-essentials. And I'll give you a minute to take that to the Lord. Remembering the gospel, and Ian's going to play for us a second about going back to Jesus to say the gospel, salvation, those things is what we want to all have great unity on. And then some of the other things maybe aren't as vital. So let's pray. Gracious Father, thank you for your word. What a fantastic chapter 3 to remind us of how we can be gracious with each other in our church and the body of believers as a whole. And I'm so thankful for this, Father. I'm thankful for your emphasis on sound doctrine. Lord, we want to be a church, a people that hold firmly to sound doctrine. And yet, Lord, we don't want to be judgmental. So show us if we're missing the mark in any way. We confess before you that we imagine that all of us in our pride do this at some level. And so we are grateful today that you have forgiven us, washed these sins as far as the east is from the west, that there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, that we have been freed from the slavery to sin that used to hold us, and now we are slaves to righteousness. Thank you so much, Lord, for this church. I thank you for the humility that is modeled day in and day out in the way they serve each other and the way they promote growth and mutual edification and peace and encouragement that goes on. And I'm just so thankful that you have built that in them. I'm thankful for our new members. I'm thankful for new people that are visiting. And Lord, I ask that you would use this body continually for your glory, and that you would now help us to continue to confess our sins and to race to the cross as we worship through music. And then as Scott brings your word, Lord, convict and encourage us from John 7, just as you see fit, in Jesus' name.